This CD is brought to you by Agape Word Center Church International, located in the heart of Beltsville at 6728A Industrial Drive, Beltsville, Maryland 20705. Agape is pastored by Pastor Kasana Chongo and Lady C. Now, stay tuned for the word. We hope you will be blessed with this recording.
Usually in October, I teach on spiritual warfare because it's one of those times that's really given to the things of the enemy. The country is literally given to the devil in this season. Not that it's not in other seasons, but usually in October, it's one of those. Today, I would like to address a spirit. I'd like to address a topic that has locked most of us. We do not realize it. We do not see it. And sometimes we think we are immune from it. But friends, this is a spirit that has held so many of us in captivity. And if we are to be honest, it is a prayer point, probably the top two or top three prayer points on your list. I've met few people that say they no longer pray for this. It is, in fact, it's so amazing that outside of the kingdom of God, Jesus spoke about this matter more times than the kingdom of God. He spoke about it more times than heaven and hell. Can you imagine? He spoke about it because it is so strong, so subtle, so powerful, and competes with God at a level nothing else can compete. And the time if you can break free of this spirit, if you can break free of this, trust me, your life will never be the same. Over the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'll probably be talking about this. And if I were to put a title, I would say New Beginnings through Financial Freedom. New Beginnings through Financial Freedom. Let's open our Bibles in Matthew chapter 6. We'll begin reading from there. Matthew chapter 6. Jesus, friends, spoke about money, wealth, and possessions more times than he spoke about anything else. And you begin to ask yourself and to wonder why. The only thing that he spoke more about is the kingdom of God. Remember, we started a series on stewardship. And we talked about our time, we talked about talent, we talked about our lives. And I said I'll talk about four areas. I'll talk about the stewardship of our resources for some reason. Couldn't connect and I couldn't continue. And as we began to get into this month of October, God began to speak to me about one of the key things that has locked the children of God. I'm by no means an expert on this. But through the grace of God, through research, through study, through revelation, God is going to help us. Amen. Let's begin reading from verse number 24. Let's pick it up from verse 24 to verse 34. We're just starting today. And through that same title, maybe I can call it dealing with Mammon or dealing with the spirit of Mammon. 24. Shall we read together from verse 24, the Bible reads, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, all you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, once again we come before you. Open our hearts, Lord, to receive your word. Put your words, Lord, in my mouth to speak for your people, that together, O God, we'll be stronger and break free of every demonic strongholds that hinder the children of God from moving forward. In Jesus' name, amen. This is a very challenging topic. You will notice that in the church, we can talk about anything. We can talk about prayer. We can talk about worship. We can talk about breakthrough. But have you noticed that the minute you begin to talk about wealth, you begin to talk about possessions, you begin to talk about money, what happens? Something in your heart just does this. If it doesn't affect you, let me see your hand. In fact, in church, when a topic like this is introduced, you know what immediately comes into your mind? Pastor wants money. It's the truth. Pastor wants money. But trust me, friends, that's not the point. And that's why you find that many pastors don't even teach a lot about this. You will go in the Gospels. Pay attention to me, friends. You will go in the Gospels. You will not find a place in the Bible, in the Gospels, where Jesus is putting anything else on the same pedestal with God. But this one thing. That tells you that this is a very, very subtle and dangerous spirit. It allows you to be saved, but it does not allow you to make God Lord in your life. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, look at this. Just think about it. Why do you think Jesus would spend after the kingdom of God, he took all his time to deal with this matter? He says, 24. Matthew 6, 24. Thank you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. He says, no one can serve two masters. This is master one, master two. God, Mammon. He's put them on the same pedestal. and is placing you in front of it, and he says, you will not give the same equal attention. You will not be loyal to both. He says, either, it's not even about a maybe, it's not even about middle ground. He says, you will either do what? Hate one, love the other. He says, or you will be loyal to one, and the other one you will do what? You will despise them. Meaning you will serve them, but you will despise them. So you will not give them your all. Are we together? So after Jesus says that, then what does he do? He then comes and says, you cannot be a slave of God. Huh? And at the same time, be a slave of Mammon. What is Mammon? Mammon, friends, is personified as the god of riches and greed, or the god of money. Other versions will say the god of money. Many of us, we think that money is bad. No, money is neutral. That's what I believe when you read in the Bible. So, oh no, Pastor, money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. You see, it says Mammon is the god of riches and greed. What is greed? What is greed? Greed is an intense, selfish desire for something. So you can have an intense desire, it's good, but then it becomes selfish because you want it for yourself. And God is saying, you cannot put these two in the same place. You can't. And the god of Mammon is controlling many of us in many areas. And over the next 2 to 3 weeks, you locate yourself in some of these areas, including me who's talking. Because God deals with you first before he even gives you a message. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm not into that. I'm free of that. But trust me. If God is putting it on the same pedestal, it means it is a serious matter that you and I should pay attention. You and I should pay attention. Look at Luke chapter 16. In Luke chapter 16 of the same, the Bible says that in Luke chapter 16, give me verse 13. Luke 16 verse number 13. We'll go back maybe to verse number 10, 11 earlier. But for now, let's look at verse number 13. Luke 16 verse 13. Let's read to verse number 15. The Bible reads, again, Jesus talking about the same thing. He says what? Verse 13. Jesus, he said again what? Let's read together. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and serve the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. And you notice he's personifying it, which tells you that this is a living thing that can live and work in your life. Let's continue verse 14. Now, the Pharisees, who were what? Lovers of money. Hey, also heard all these things. And what did they do? They derided him. Why? Because it was hitting the core. See, when we begin to talk about these things, that spirit begins to rise up in us, and we begin to do what? To deride, we begin to despise, and we begin to think, ah. And then God says in verse 15, that's Jesus, he said to the Pharisees, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. Meaning, in the presence of everybody, we can all look like Mammon is not controlling us. In the presence of everybody, it can look like we are, hallelujah. But the Bible says, God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Now, was Jesus talking about something else here? No, he was talking about what? Mammon. What was he talking about? The God of greed and riches. The God of possessions. He says what is highly esteemed among men. He says the things that men esteem, the things that men go for, the things that people want are the things that are an abomination before God. That's serious. He was not talking here about your inability to worship. He was not talking here about your sin. He was not talking here about your life. No, he was saying you lift up Mammon above God in how you live with your heart. But it's an abomination before God. Child of God, this spirit has held people in captivity. It is so strong. Let me ask you, and I'll be the first one to lift my hand. How many here have on their prayer list permanent prayer requests for money? That's never been. No, in here, everyone, you're too quiet. I think I need to take this message somewhere else. Nobody needs it here. But by a show of hands, has anybody prayed for finances in here? Thank you, Mrs. Muizi doesn't, so we thank God for her. I think we now know the new bank of to go to, right? Listen, child of God. This issue is so strong that we don't even see it. We are so spiritual, hallelujah, but we don't see that this thing is controlling us. And that is why we've become so disgruntled with God. Many of us, we feel that if only God can bless me. And many times when we talk about blessing, what are we talking about? If God can just... We're dealing with what, friends? Mammon. Dealing with the spirit of Mammon. It's spiritual warfare. It's spiritual warfare. This thing is a spirit. Listen, many of us, we say, if only I can just make a little bit more, I'll be okay. Trust me. I remember when I used to make 19,000 a year, I used to say, if only I can make 25. When I got to 25, it's just 2 months, you realize it's not enough. You say, if only I can make 30. I've come to, this thing is never enough. Let me tell you what Mammon does. Mammon tries to take the place of God. Mammon takes the place of God. Listen, only God can give you peace. Only God can give you security. Only God can give you contentment. Not Mammon. Mammon takes the place of God and says, if only you can have enough, there will be no problems in the house. If only you can do this, this and this will happen. If only. The minute you have that, what happens? You are looking for more. One of the world's richest men in his time was asked, how much is enough? I think it was David Rockefeller. He was asked, how much is enough? He said, just a little bit more. He was already one of the world's richest men. And he said what? He said, just a little bit more. It is never enough. Have you not heard? Listen, when the stock market crashed, do you remember the billionaire in Germany? What happened? His worth went, was it from 7 billion to 4 billion or something like that? What happened? The man killed himself. Even with his billions. What is that telling you? This spirit, child of God, many of us will say, we don't understand. This Mammon spirit only deals with people who have. People who don't have are even worse. Listen, one of the things I'll show you about this spirit and how it works. You see, after Jesus spoke in Matthew 6, verse 24, he says you cannot serve God and Mammon. Then immediately after that, what did Jesus tell you? He began to show you a sign of the spirit of Mammon. He says, therefore, do not worry. He begins to show you what Mammon does. What does he bring? Worry into your life. Many of us, we are busy praying against worry. Do not worry. Worry is a sin. Worry is a sin. But do you see the cause? If you look at your worry, for many of you, you feel like your worries will be resolved by money. When the money comes, you start worrying about other things. Listen, those who don't have, they are worrying about how they will pay their bills. Those who have, they are worried about keeping it. Maybe you've never been there. I've been there where my account was below zero. And I was praying and worrying and fasting. And I've been there when my account had a few zeros. And I started worrying about how to keep it and how to increase it. It's okay. You've never been there. So whether you have or don't, the aspect is, listen, child of God. In fact, today, you see, Jesus tells the Pharisees, I'm going back and forth here, but pick the points. Jesus tells the Pharisees, what does he say? He says, you are those who justify yourselves amongst men. In here, how many of us trust in here? The Bible, forget the Bible. In here, you gravitate towards people who seemingly have wealth. You gravitate. No. I'm speaking to holy people. I'm speaking to holy people in here. You gravitate to... You don't even care how they got their wealth. You don't even care. But they have it. And so you even go, ha, that one. Ha. You should be like that one. Ah, hallelujah. Don't, you know, you need to be like that one. But do you know how they got it? You see, one of the things, signs of Mammon, worry, another is what? Envy. Or esteeming things that are an abomination before God. How many times have you read about people's wealth and you find out they've been evading taxes for years? You find out they've been falsifying their tax returns. You find out that they've been bribing people. And that is the wealth we celebrate. I'm not saying anything to anybody about anybody. No. I'm just showing you signs of Mammon. Even church, we say, if only Agape was like that church. Even the pastor, he says, if only. I'm just being honest. But do you know how it came in? Mammon. I remember this pastor in L'Oreal many years ago. This is a true story. They were praying and believing God. Finances. They were at the storefront. Friday night, the pastor used to be alone praying. Nobody used to come for prayer night. One day, he goes outside and finds a shoebox. In that shoebox, I may have told you some of you, in that shoebox was $100,000 cash. Do you think I'm going to say, how did it come? I just said, God! has answered. Maybe it was a drug dealer trying to wash his conscience. We don't know. But the thing is, the money came. So I want to show you something. You see, money has a spirit attached to it. If your money is submitted to Mammon, guess who's running it? Mammon. If your money is submitted to God, who's running it? God. Money is neutral. It takes on the life of the one who has the money. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. We're just building this thing up. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Are you seeing something? Are you getting something? Or at least seeing something here. 1 Timothy 6 verse 10. 1 Timothy 6 and verse number 10. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and turn to them and tell them, it is time to break free from Mammon. Mammon has held you for too long. Walk in your freedom through his word. Amen. I'll show you, friends, that some of these things, they don't go by prayer. Mammon does not go by prayer. There are certain actions that have to be taken. Let's read verse number 10 together. For there is a root of all... Now, let's stop right there. Many of us, we've removed the first four. For the love of... Usually what we say, money is a root of all... No. It's not money. Money is good, depending on who has it. Money in that drug dealer's hands was bad. Money in the pastor's hands... He paid the rent, won souls, and they bought a building for more souls to be won. So, money in depending in whose hands it is. Okay. So, money itself is not evil. Look at somebody and say, I've got news for you. Money is not evil. Money is not evil. See, the challenge we have for many of us is we are desiring this money, we are praying for this money, but the process of praying, the process of desiring and why we want it and how... Pastor David can finish that one for me. Each one of us can finish it. I remember somebody come to me and say, if only I just had a little money, more money, I'll marry that girl. I said, listen, if you're wanting money to marry her, even when you have a lot, she'll leave you. If you are looking to money to do it for you, you're looking in the wrong place. That's a mammon at work. That's a spirit that needs to be broken. Many of us in here, including me who's talking, we worry. But worry is not of God. Worry is not of God. Tell somebody, worry is not of God. Listen, what Mammon does is it takes the place of God. How many of us have thought about what we'll eat tomorrow? The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Listen, when you start worrying, what begins to happen? Brother Emmanuel, you start devising deceptive means. I'm not saying you. You start devising deceptive means of what? Of resources. Trust me, child of God, this may look like, oh, I don't know today what pastor said. This may just be your deliverance. Because in my prayer, I have found that Many of the things the Lord has been speaking to me, many of the things children of God are suffering from is because of this one spirit. This one spirit is so pervasive, child of God, you won't see it. You're busy worshiping, doing everything, but this thing is controlling you. How many of you, after you've prayed, you worry? Now, how many know that Jesus, what did he say? He said, do not worry. And then after that, he said what? You have little faith. What does mammon do? It draws out your faith. Causes you to worry. Causes you to celebrate evil. See, the Bible says what is highly esteemed amongst men is an abomination before God. Many of the people you admire, before God, they are an abomination. Many of the wealth you admire, before God, it is an abomination. It is just what it is. In fact, look at this. It says what? For which the love of money, for which what? Some have what? Strayed from their faith in their greediness. What is mammon? The god of riches and greed. Are riches bad? No, they are not. But when mammon is controlling it, greed, he says in their greediness. I know we say, I'm not greedy. But I'll show you maybe next week when you begin to see signs of greed, you look at yourself, you say, God, deliver me. In their greediness, what happens? They pierce themselves with many sorrows. You've never been a businessman in Africa like I have been. And how many times you try to do one or two things and your money goes. I shared that story with you before. My wife almost left me. But I thank God. No, she was upset. She didn't say she would leave me, but she was just upset. I told you when we were very young, I used to be a very good businessman. How old were we then? We were very young. I think I was like, we were like 22, 23 years old. And I was doing, because I started doing business in high school. I used to go to the secondhand clothes, wash them and sell them to the banks. And so I used to have money. I lost over $10,000 of our business money. I shared that story with you. Over trying to make money. They sold me bronze, my brother. They said it was gold. I cleared all the money in the bank. For what? Greed. I thought, we'll make more. Those people. Proverbs 1 verse 19. My goodness. I'm still on introduction. Okay. Proverbs 1 verse number 19. Are we together? Are you seeing something here? Let's look at this. Put 1 Timothy 6:10. What did it say? In their greediness. Let's read together. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. What does greed for gain do? It takes away your life. Let me give you a definition of greed. Just basic definition of greed. An intense and selfish desire for wealth, for power, for things. How many of us in here have a desire for wealth? Thank you. This church is a church who wants to be poor. Hey, me, I'm right here. I have a desire for wealth. But see, it says what? Selfish. Many of us, we want wealth for ourselves. Trust me. How many of us in here, we want wealth for others? Very few. Very few. That's the truth of the matter. We want to be rich, not for other people, but for us. Because when I'm rich, I'll do this. When I'm rich, I'll do this. When I'm rich, I'll do this. It takes away the life of its owner. That's what mammon does. Think about it right now. Your actions, the things you've been doing, have they been for the benefit of others? Have they been that others, that God may receive the glory? The Bible says you cannot serve what? God and mammon. Which means there are levels where you will despise God by how you handle your wealth. You may say God is my Lord, he's my Savior, but by the way you deal with mammon, you are despising God. And he says it's an abomination before him. Let me tell you, this thing is so serious because mammon controls the world system. Amen? Mammon controls the world system. Hallelujah. Such that Satan had to come to Jesus, the destroyer of mammon, to offer him mammon. How many temptations did Jesus endure in the wilderness? How many? We need to go back to Sunday school. How many temptations? Three. It's not a tricky question. It's three. The first one, what did he say? He said, if you are there, do what? Turn stone into bread. You're speaking of food. Now, then he told him what? He took him on the top of a mountain. And what did he show him? He showed him the kingdoms of the world in an instant. And what did he say? He said, all this belongs to me. Huh? The kingdoms of the world with their wealth. He says, it all belongs to me. If you just do what? If you just worship me. How many of us are in the house of God, but we are worshiping something else? I'll leave it alone. I'm seeing stony faces now. I don't know whether we are hungry for Humphrey's food or... Nah. Let me get to the station because I know that it's sinking in spiritually. I know that it's sinking in. Trust me. Even as pastors, there are some things. Listen, in this study, God has shown me some things and I've had to repent for myself and even on behalf of the church. Even in some of the decisions I've made on behalf of the church. Because we're driven by mammon rather than God in our decisions. He says what? Let me show it to you. Matthew, is it Matthew or Luke? The temptations of Jesus, and we'll be done in a minute. I told you this would take us maybe 3 weeks. Look at verse number 8 of chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 8. Matthew 4 and verse number 8. The Bible reads, again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. What is glory, friends? Wealth. The wealth. And what did he tell him? He said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. If you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God. Now listen to this. And him only shall you serve. Then Jesus comes and he says what? You cannot serve God and mammon. See, what did Satan offer Jesus? The kingdom and his glory. How many of us in here, if we are offered the opportunity of money, the opportunity of resources, we say, Jesus, I love you, but bye-bye. Yeah? We are not going to say it in that way. Now, I know that we are now living in a culture and a generation that does not honor the way of the Lord in a way that God expects us to honor. And we have accepted that culture. Okay? So, I know I may be treading on hard ground here, but I must teach the word of God. Anything. Listen, what was that commandment? It says, thou shalt have what? No other gods before me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And what is an idol? He says, thou shalt not have what? Any servant, any idols, no bow to them. What is an idol? Now, let me ask somebody. What is an idol? I didn't hear you. Anything that takes the place of God in your life. Amen. In this season and in this generation, I know, hear me, I'm not condemning anybody. Hallelujah. But I'm saying it as it is. In the name of putting food on the table, in the name of paying our bills, in the name of managing, what have we done? What have we done? We say, I've not taken away from God. I've not taken away from God. But our jobs have taken the place of worship. I used to think that it is only in the Western world. And I found that even in Africa, they now have to go to work on Sunday morning. There is a reason why God said, on a particular day, you will do what? You will gather and you will worship me. It's biblical and it's scriptural and it's spiritual. But what does Mammon say? Mammon driven, listen, there was a time in this country, read your history, Sunday was an off day. In this country, you're getting surprised, in America, there was a time when Sunday was closed. Just go back and read your history. But what happened? Greed began to enter. This spirit is so pervasive. It is not just now. This spirit has been there. If this spirit can offer Jesus, what more you? Greed began to enter the system. Listen, America exports it all over the world. America exported all over the world. In the same way that America has exported the gospel of Jesus Christ, they've also exported Mammon. Do you know? Nothing else drives the economy about Sunday except greed. Except greed. Except Mammon. There was a man that said, I'm going to start a business of feeding people. But on Sunday, I'm closed. They laughed at him. They laughed at him. They told him, whoever starts a fast food and closes on Sunday, because on Sunday, that's when people come to eat. But he said, no, I'm going to worship God on Sunday. Today, go and check your math. That fast food is the richest independent fast food. Chick-fil-A. Go to Chick-fil-A, there are lines. Every day, there are lines. Because the man said, I worship God. If I lose the business, I'll lose the business. Hallelujah. That shows you that when you break Mammon in your life, you can wait. Listen, many of us, we talk about financial freedom. You say, when I make money. Listen, if you make $100,000 and you spend $100,001, you will never live in freedom. It is not a function of how much you make. It's not. You can make $15,000 and be financially free. All you need to do is spend $14,999.99. That's all you need to do. You'll be financially free. But we'll talk about that another day. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, he's not talking about you. Look at somebody else and say, he's talking about me. Hey, I'm not talking about you. Say, pastor is talking about himself. Have I not shown you scripture? And this is just the beginning. Listen, Jesus, outside of the kingdom of God, what is the kingdom of God dealing with? your salvation, your eternity, right? But outside of the kingdom of God, what did Jesus talk about the most? Money. Go and do your study about money, wealth, and possessions. Do you remember the rich young ruler? What did the rich young ruler say? He said, I want to serve you. And the Bible says what? Jesus said what? Go and sell everything you have. Listen, Jesus was not expecting him to go and sell everything he has. He was trying to tell him, move your heart from mammon to me. And he showed him that he was in the grip of mammon. The Bible says he went away sorrowful, for he had many. He was very wealthy. So it was not the money, because when you read, there were many wealthy people that followed Jesus. There were many wealthy people that financed Jesus' ministry. So it wasn't the money. It was the heart that controlled him. Many of us, mammon controls our hearts. What is your heart attitude about how you handle your resources, your finances? Be careful. The spirit of mammon may be controlling you. To be continued. Amen.